When Will died, he left a lot of money.
Well,
did that ever
he left a lot of mortgages, too, because he'd bought a lot of property on so much down and pay it out. So he had quite a bit of property that was in the process of belonging to him, but wasn't quite.
In California?
Mm-hmm. He bought along this Malibu beach, miles in there. Then after he died, people were coming in and they were blocking off public access to the beach, you know, with the housing like it was. And Betty and the boys then left a big lot of that Malibu Beach property to the state to make it a public park from then on and not to have it sold or broken up or anything. So they protected that for the public.
His money then was placed in a trust, and it didn't all come down to relatives.
Oh, no, none of the relatives, so to speak. Aunt Betty then had to get her lawyers and realtors and the boys together and decide what they wanted to keep and pay off and what they were going to just let go back and so forth. They decided on doing the ranch house to the DAR, but the DAR only had it for a short time, and she still had her own house and lived there. They just had special hours and tours of it, not into her private apartment part. They couldn't keep it up. She decided, well, this isn't going to work. It's just too expensive for any small organization or individual. So she and the boys deeded it all over to the state of California. So it is a state park, one of 300.
If Will Rogers showed up now and he sat down in this chair, what do you think you'd say to him?
Oh gosh, I wish he was back a lot of times. Because even, you know, when the Ford company and the tire company and all of them got into it and all, I thought, oh, those three guys were such good friends, Uncle Will and the two of them, and he'd be in the middle of it. I just thought if he was here today, he'd straighten those young people up and tell them, do it like your dad would. I think he'd be just as ordinary as ever. I don't think he would have changed a bit. People would still want to, he just kind of was a magnet and drew people. Then once he would get to visiting with them, you know, he would make them do the talking. And then he got the public viewpoint all the time so that he could pass it on. That was important. He told us one time, he said, oh, I get so bored with these banquets and the same old food. He said, when I get in town, if I can beat the mayor picking me up, I'll get a cab and go to the local restaurant, the mom and pop thing, sit down and have a bowl of chili and listen to the local people or pick up the local paper there. He said, I like to do that. And then I know what kind of a town I'm in and what's going on before I go and talk at their banquet. He said, that way I can kind of pick at that chicken and peas and not have to really eat it. He loved ice cream, too, I tell you. When he'd write his articles out at my Aunt Estelle's in Tulsa on his portable, on her desk, why, we would all pile in the car all over everybody, and sometimes even somebody sat on his lap in the front seat. He'd get out and take his telegram in and send it, and then he would come out and we'd go to an ice cream store. He'd always order his Sunday and Dad's. They'd sit over at a table and visit. Then he'd watch us as we all were trying to make up our mind, what are we going to have as a treat from Uncle Will? Anyway, we'd finally get it and sit down and poke each other and visit and laugh and talk. And he enjoyed seeing us enjoy that. And he enjoyed his ice cream as we did. But my grandmother always had homemade ice cream for all of us because she had the dairy farm, and so she had all the cream and the butter and the milk and everything.
It all came down to him just being Uncle Will.
Yeah, absolutely. It made us realize that he was special, but he wasn't special. He was so down to earth and so ordinary, just a lot like my dad. You just didn't think of him as being that famous.
Well, thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Well, I get so mouthy, and I think...
You're not mouthy. No, that's what's so special about you, is that you talk and you've got such a wonderful memory.
When Uncle Will would come, before ever he was married or anything, and my mom and dad were just a young couple in Chelsea, Mother came from San Antonio. So she had been to all of these vaudeville circuit things and heard Caruso and Madame whatever, the soprano. She was up on everything. So she would get with him and they would sing duet. And Mother's sister would play the piano for him. They did that just as a family out of my grandmother's any night that he'd be there, just family.
Will was singing?
Yeah, he would sing. He didn't have a especially good voice, but he loved to sing, and I'm sure he sang to the cattle all the time. Cowboy songs and all, old favorites, you know.